What up, what up, what up? We are back in the band room podcast, guys. How are y'all doing? We want to know. Send in comments and emails.
Yes, the show is more fun than a big old bag of dicks. Come on, let's get it.
Quite literally, I woke up today to such an interesting subject.
Dude, we gotta get right to the point here, dude.
To the point. So basically, this is just, somebody who's got some good comedy in them, as well as a good bit of actual humanity.
Somebody debating their sexuality, could we say?
And or they're just an honest to God human.
I just want to say this real quick. So Orange Is the New Black, where I got this from, love that show, dude. She had a great line. She said, it's not just a matter of being gay or straight. It's a scale, dude. We all fall on the scale somewhere, dude. So maybe he's sliding up and down the scale. I don't know, but let's just get into it, dude. Let's just hear the story.
It's true, because sometimes she could be sliding up and down the scale. But
hey,
I basically started off by getting a, hey, what's up? And I, I'm asking, I'm doing the thing, asking him what's up, and she, what up, and shit. And I get the response, looking at dicks.
Yeah!
I was like, a big bag of them?
Yeah.
Always. Lols. How's life, man? Good. You, man? Broke, but other than that, good. Sweet.
Look at that bag of dicks.
You good, man? Yeah, I want to have a boyfriend with looks. Mostly, I just want the sex. Dude, are you in a dry spell for a while? I need like 5 men taking turns on fucking me. Or a couple? Male and female? Yes, please. Oi.
Oh, man.
Sorry. I'm just a pervert.
It's getting hot in the bedroom.
Now, if you see what I'm trying to say here, man. That's how I would say it to somebody. Now, I know this guy would say it so much better. But all I'm saying is a big old bag of dicks. And I really just thought that would get y'all off guard today.
We just always have a phrase of the show. And just the second I heard a big old bag of dicks, dude, I was like, there's no way that's not going to be the phrase of the show today, dude. I mean, just how many t-shirts could that fit on? I mean, that's just, I love it, dude.
Every t-shirt that has been made for women or thongs for women right now that are being sold as sluts or fuck me, those are awesome if you have the counterpart for their boyfriend who's actually with them.
I'm all about equality.
Because you know that those girls got a boyfriend. That's how they are. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say here. So that slut underwear they have, that ain't just for you, bro. That was for me too.
Oh, you seen the purple one too? Oh, shit, yeah. Hey, but you know what? Sharon is caring, dude. We're all about the love here, dude. I don't want to judge nobody. You have fun with your life. That's what we're all about here.
Yeah, if you want 5 guys fucking you, all right. You want 3 girls fucking you, all right. And
gay is a great
for those of you as in of dogs, because apparently people still do that in Texas. I don't know what the fuck is up, but if you got a dog whisper thing going on, all right.
That shit needs to cut out, dude. I can't condone that. I'm sorry.
I thought we were about the love, man.
If you're fucking a pet, bro, you need to go talk to a human. Find you a person. There is a person that you can have a conversation with.
I thought he was talking to humans.
I love animals. I'm all about animals. I mean, get a fruit, dude. Go get you watermelon.
You're right. I think if
American pie on
I was going to say, if anyone learned anything from the 90s, a warm apple pie will do the job. It will.
See, like, gay, it's one of the things. When I was a kid, I used to think that, like, I don't know, dude. Maybe it was just what I was taught, but I used to think you had to, like, turn gay or something. That, like, something had to happen to you. Like, I don't know. The older I've gotten, I feel like some people are just gay, dude. There ain't nothing wrong with it. Some people like people that look like them. Like, there ain't nothing wrong with it. Like, everybody's free to like who they like.
Yes, you're right, Mike. I think that the myth of being pricked by the spinning wheel is, not actually going to turn you gay.
True.
I think you'll be alright. I think if you like flowers, you're not gonna turn gay. I think if you wear neon colors, you may not turn gay. It's possible, but
the thing though is like, if, putting on some neon colors made you gay, you were already gay. Like, like there's no turning gay. You're supposed to be gay. Like, that's how people always like, I don't want them to turn my kid gay. If one gay kid turns
your kid's already gay. I gotta disagree. Gay. I got some gay friends, and I'm gonna tell you right now, there's been people that have literally
No, sir.
There are men and boys who enter in the gay community specifically because they don't understand or they want the attention ultimately to find out that they're not gay and they strung a bunch of gay people along. And that ain't cool. That ain't cool. That's like a lesbian teasing you, Mike. That's like a lesbian teasing you.
And I don't promote teasing you.
All right.
But it goes back to the scale then, though, dude.
But we do take compliments, so yes. A tease is something for us to debate.
Nice things to say are always good, yes. But I don't know, some people are confused, dude. Some people don't know what job they want to have, dude. Some people just, they don't know where they fall on the gay scale, dude. That's fine, dude. I mean, I accept that. Like, I'm cool with my spot. I think the scale is definitely adjustable to tier.
So Mike, man, I came over here. I saw you brought a bag. You got any snacks, bro?
Oh, dude. Yeah. All right. So my boy Jay Willie at work, Jay Wiggle, Jay Wow. I like to call him Jay Wiggle.
Everybody else calls him
Jay Wow, but I like the Jay Wiggle. He's been calling me Lunchbox up at work because I always got my lunch bag with me.
Lunchbox.
So you were saying you wanted something to snack on, you're hungry, had to have breakfast yet, it's early, you know, we get up at it first thing, we want to give you the show, get hot in the band room, so I brought over my little snacky box.
Alright, let's box.
So I was going to give you something to eat, and I was like, bro, let's go do this on air, bro. So, I know Dolce's hungry too, I'm just going to start right off with the peanuts, dude, bag of peanuts, we already said big bag of dicks.
Yes.
You know what's funny, dude? So I got young kids, dude. Every time I say bag of peanuts, it sounds like I'm saying bag of penis. And I always think, can we have some more peanuts? I always think they're saying penis. And it's fucking hilarious.
Mike, that's terrible.
And every time I hear the word peanut, all I hear is penis, penis, penis. Every damn time, dude. And my son used to say shot clock. He used to say hot cock. And my wife thought that was hilarious. But yeah, just fun times as a parent. So,
apparently, there's a lot of
dick. I have a bag of peanuts here.
I mean, a bag of peanuts.
I'm gonna open up this bag of peanuts immediately and let Dolce get after it once Bill starts tearing into it.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll have some peanuts.
So after the bag of peanuts, what we got? Chocolate covered blueberries. What? So shout out to HEB, dude. $1.76. I got me a whole scoop of this in the little freshy food, healthy living section. Chocolate covered blueberries, bruh. Bro, that's all I gotta say there. So what's next? Roasted and glazed praline.
Oh my god,
pecans,
these peanuts,
dude,
are good.
Alright, you like the regular pecan or peanuts? Jump on these roasted and glazed pecans. Hard, bro. A Cliff Bar? What? Oh shit, that's half eaten, bro. Sorry, I didn't finish that. Fruit snacks, dinosaur, gummy chew, fruit snacks.
I love fruit snacks.
Stolen from the kids. Thank you, PMAs. Mini Twix
little
bar.
Bastard.
Oh shit, mini Twix bar? What? Gum? Trident White? You know, after
the peanuts, yeah.
You might want a little gum up in there, dude. We're not done though, folks. Nutri-Grain strawberry jelly filled. See, alright, let's go in on the Nutri-Grain for a minute. So, I try to eat healthy. I'm not gonna hate on junk food because everybody likes a candy bar. Everybody likes their soda, but it is horrible for you. So anyways, I try to eat good. These Nutri-Grains, I used to think we're good for you. We'll flip over this label for you, dude. Let's read what's in the damn Nutri-Grain. What do you think is healthier for you? A Twix bar, Snickers bar, or a Nutri-Grain bar?
A Nutri-Grain bar.
I got a feeling it's not. So, first ingredient, whole grain oats. All right, that sounds all right. All right. Enriched flour, wheat flour, niacin, reduced iron, vitamin B, thiamine, mononitrite, vitamin B12, riboflavin, folic acid, whole wheat flour, soybean, canola oil, soluble corn flour, sugar, dextrose, fructose, calcium carbonate, whey, wheat bran, salt, cellulose, potassium bicarbonate, natural and artificial flavor, mono and diglycerides, soy lecithin, however you say that, soy lecithin, do you know how to say that? I've never got that one.
I have to look at it.
I'm only halfway through, by the way. Halfway through these fucking ingredients. First off, if you ever look at something and the ingredients list is a fucking paragraph, you probably shouldn't eat it. That's
fact.
Just a tip. If you don't know what is in what you're eating, you probably shouldn't eat it. Okay, so after the soy lecithin, wheat gluten, niacinamide, vitamin A palmitate, carrageenan, zinc oxide, reduced iron, guar gum, guar, fucking love me some guar, dude. Vitamin B6, pyroxidiazide,
rest in peace, guar.
Fucking love guar, hydridochloride, vitamin B1, didn't we already have vitamin B1, thiamionide, hydrochloride, vitamin B2, riboflavin. Now onto the filling. Invert sugar.
What the fuck is invert sugar?
I guess it's salt, bro.
Corn syrup, strawberry puree concentrate. I've heard something I know. Strawberry puree. So we are fucking 47 ingredients in, and I've heard something that I know what it is. Glycerin, sugar again. Modified cornstarch, sodium alginate, citric acid, dicalcium phosphate, metathiocellulose, natural and artificial flavor, caramel color, malic acid, red 40, and may contain wheat, milk, and soy.
May?
Woo!
You're saying it may?
Holy fuck, I'm out of breath, bro.
Wait, you mean it may or may not?
I need to smoke some marijuana after that. I need something healthy in my body.
You mean it may or may not?
Wow. Which I've never got that. How do you may or may not know what the fuck is in what you're making? So, Nutri-Grain. I don't want to hate on y'all and just call y'all. I know you can sue me and crush me. There is some law that if you call out food, so please don't shut down our podcast. This says right on the front, no high fructose corn syrup. Although I feel like I just read that was on there. Oh, I guess it was just regular. They didn't get the high fructose high this time. It was just regular fructose. It's not high fructose.
I gotta say, I like the high.
It's sober fructose.
So wait, if I eat this, I can sober up?
Alright, but it does say made with real fruit and whole grains. And I will say, if you're deciding between a soda or candy, Nutri-Grain probably is better. But don't be so fooled by what a packaging tells you. Like, take the time to flip it over on the back and find out what all is in it. But yeah,
that was the totality.
After all that, I will say, I'm going to open up this Nutri-Grain and fucking eat it. Thank you, Nutri-Grain. Thank you, Kellogg's, for doing what you do. I'm not trying to say y'all suck. I'm actually trying to say y'all do have a good product. But it's more this government whole fucking processing ingredient FDA labeling system we have is full of shit right now. And so to protest, I'm gonna go ahead and eat and show you that I still am thankful that you're in Cereal City. I think, are they still in Battle Creek, dude?
I'm not
shout
sure.
Out Battle Creek, dude. Shout out Battle Creek, dude. You can start calling me Lunchbox. You can't call me Lunchbox, bro.
There's
already a Lunchbox. Hey, Lunchbox, if you want to be on our show, hit us up. We might put you on, dude. Possibly. Only if you're gonna talk a lot of shit, though. That's the only way. Like, we need a real full force fight argument on air.
See, the only Lunchbox I know is Kevin Smith. And if him and Jason Mewes would come be on the podcast, I would be forever honored.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, let's hit him up, dude. Anybody all right. Got contact?
Jason Mewes, dude, you've got to get Kevin Smith to come out here. And I know it's probably the other way around. Thank you very much, Kevin Smith, for getting Jason Mewes to be where he is today. And Jason Mewes, thanks for sticking with somebody who had ideas to go to the future. So, with that in mind, I gotta say,
shout out to you, Dill. Get down in the band room, dude. We are getting hot in the band room. Bro, please feel free to eat this whole lunchbox, whatever you want.
I gotta have some more of these peanuts, man.
And again, we love food. I don't wanna get all on my high horse and act like I eat organic all the time, because I don't. I eat shit all the time. I drink beer. I'm a human. Be a human. I don't wanna sit here and act like you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that. All I'm trying to say is, if you're not feeling good, change your diet. Just see what it does for you. I started eating spinach. I started eating kale. And bro, I feel like I can eat just about whatever the fuck I want. If I exercise and eat some good things, like, I burn it up. Go ahead, dude. Eat it all, dude. He's offering me a bag of peanuts, but sorry. I'm all veg over here, bro.
Peanuts.
Man, dude, I love this podcast, dude. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for being part of this. We finally began some feedback. We just barely started getting this show off the ground.
Very true. We're still
it's
very
newborn. It's still so organic. I don't even think the seed has busted out of the soil yet. It is still just simmering and marinating underneath in the fertilizer. All the little
yes, what the stoners call germinating.
Oh, yeah. So, bro, you want to try some of this kratom?
I think I'll be all right until I get some more of this food. All right,
I'm going to let you eat a little bit, dude. This does taste like shit. We're not promoting kratom use either. This is what, I've tried it three times now? Two times? I don't even know, dude. Something. I tried it yesterday, I tried it today. Feel like it kind of wakes me up. It's kind of like tea. It's kind of like coffee. Totally legal. Don't tell me we're doing illegal stuff, blah, 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 shut them down. They're talking bad about food, and now they're doing drugs. No, we're just chilling, we're just having a good time. This podcast is to give you a look at what artists do when we're just chilling, when we're just hanging out, when we're shooting the shit, we're talking about the news. We was talking about Ebola the other day. We was talking about, getting down in the club. We're getting down about cowboys. Concerts, cowboys, whatever y'all want to talk about.
Look, man. Here's all I gotta leave y'all with for sure. If Kratom and all these imitation marijuanas and incense that you can smoke are in fact illegal and or becoming illegal, why are they able to sell that to the public? They got you already, man. They're not even selling you back your own weed. They're fucking selling you back the incense that they're gonna take back from you because you didn't know that shit randomly got turned illegal. I'll leave you with that thought. Hit us up. Get back to us at the Band
fake
Room
weed
Podcast.
One of the dumbest things I've ever heard of, dude. Like, what is the point of fake weed? Like, dude, if you're gonna smoke, at least smoke weed, dude. That's the only thing you should ever smoke. Medically made, laboratory made, amazing chronic is the only thing you want to put in your body, dude. And even that, if you don't want to do that, don't do that. Don't do drugs at all. But I don't consider it. But anyways, it's like, if you're going to take the time to smoke, why would you do fake weed? Like, it's so much more dangerous and bad for you, and it doesn't even get you high. Like, what is even the reason? And doesn't it still show up on drug tests, too?
Yes, I believe there is a way to
like
test
for
it.
All
right, Mike, I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm trying to find one reason why you would do it. What would be the one reason why you would do it?
Because there is that whole saying that some people just want to watch the world burn. I'm going to tell you about this.
I guess you can't.
I was in the room that was secured and being watched for a clinical study of what happens when you smoke the imitation weed. And I think it was K2.
Don't do it.
No, I did this before it was illegal in the areas we were at, because they did actually make it illegal eventually after. It was about five years ago or so. Yes. And kids were buying it, which was retarded. But anyways, I remember.
We don't want you to do that safe marijuana. From this deadly shit that
whenever I took my dose of K2, I remember at one point everything just got really, and I'm not meaning this in as much of a derogatory way as it is used in the form of today, but everything got really annoying. And by annoying, I mean I was watching a movie, a very early flick with Tom Cruise called Legend.
Oh, I love that movie, dude.
Yeah, okay, well, everything became very faggoty. And I don't mean that towards the gay community. I'm talking about when you know something is very faggot.
Dude, let's go in on that word right now, dude. We talked about racism last time. Let's go in on fag, dude. All right, so it's like any other fucking word, dude. It's an insult. I get it. But my thing with any insult, I don't feel like you choose to be born your race. I don't feel like you choose to be born your sex. I'm not going to choose to selectively insult you. I'm insulting everybody or I'm not insulting everybody. There is no selection on my process. Either I'm gonna call everyone a name or I'm calling no one a name. So if I'm if you get me to a point that I'm gonna insult you, I'm gonna call your name. Hopefully we don't fight, or maybe if we're joking around, we'll joke. Whatever, hey. But to me, I don't know. There's a lot of words people use that probably they shouldn't. I've heard people say you shouldn't say cunt. A lot of people say you shouldn't use that.
Well, I shouldn't say cunt?
People say you shouldn't say hell. There's a lot of words people say. My wife won't let us say stupid around the kids. So I mean, people have their own philosophies, so I would prefer rather to not insult people, you know, and I'm gonna try to be a good person, but I'm gonna use whatever word I want to use. A word is just a word, dude. It's just a collection of letters. What if someone's last name was fag? There's a country called Niger. Like, I don't know, dude. Like, and I'm sure there's more than one way to pronounce that. I don't know, dude. Like, it's just like, this world exists, dude. Like, words are just words. Like, quit getting so hung up on a word, dude. Like, The only person you're hurting when you have revenge or hate towards someone is yourself. Like, let that shit go, dude. Like, just love
lunchbox,
people.
Man.
Dude, jump in the lunchbox, bro. Let's get off the hate and let's get back on the food, bro. Eat some food, bro. I got a Clif Bar in there for you. Shout out Clif Bar. Y'all want to hook us up and sponsor? We are down to join forces.
Dude, I got to have some more of these.
Dude, you know what else goes hard at HEB, dude? Okay, so they got the little fresh food section. vanilla coconut chews, dude. They got them with pomegranates and mangoes and like sunflower seeds. Man, hold up, dude. They got them just plain coconut and vanilla. Bruh. Bruh. I love it. I love it. I love me some healthy snack junk food, dude.
Yeah, finger
like,
food.
Well, you can just snack on it, dude, but you don't feel like you're just eating horrible shit the whole time. Because, like, I don't know, donuts are good and all, dude, but I can only eat so many of them hoes before I'm just laid out like a fucking beached whale fucking passed out.
Yeah, the itis is a very real thing.
Dude.
For all the white people that are unaware of the itis, let me tell you, it does exist. Do your research.
Yes.
Know what foods will cause these symptoms.
Like, people all hung up on marijuana and thinking it's bad for you, dude. Dude, food will put you in so much worse of a fucking coma than weed could fucking ever put you in.
And speaking of which, there's an article floating around the internet that a man has not eaten or drank any fluids for 70 years.
Holy shit. What does he live off of?
Meditation and God alone.
Nice.
He says that a god came to him in sacred caves, a goddess, and blessed him with great meditation. 70 years.
See, I've seen this thing. It was on, like, Nat Geo, this like, younger muck. He's, like, maybe, like, I don't know, 16, 17, 20, something. He was young. He'd been doing it for, like, 8, 10 months. They said he had 8, and then, like, it became this huge deal. Like, hammer crews were there, and then he finally stopped because it was, like, too big. I hadn't heard fucking 70 years, dude.
Yeah, 70 years this man has not done it, but that's also due to the fact that when they monitored him for 16 days, he did not go to the bathroom. He did not drink any fluids. He did not eat any food. And he did sleep.
A lot of meditating?
I'm not sure what he did. I'm sure there was a lot of meditating.
Dude, I always hear everyone say it's mind over matter, dude. Dude, I've read a lot of stuff. Course in Miracles, Disappearance of the Universe, stuff like that. It tells us this universe ain't even real, that this is all a dream. And that that really everything in your mind, like kind of how you're in a dream and you think the dream is real, that's how this world is, that we think it's real, but we're just in a dream right now. And so, like, anytime I hear stuff like that where people have, like, overcome their body, I go back to that sense of, like, mind over matter, like, spirit over body, like, finding a way to be greater than what you think you are, greater than what your physical body would think you are, you know?
I say that is true to the degree that the dream we are is, in fact, Maya.
Yeah.
If you know what Maya is, then you
explain
can
then... Explain it to those that don't.
I will not only explain Maya, but I will also only touch it briefly. Maya is the dreaming state of God. We are the dream of God. So, for those of you who want to learn more about that, look up Upaya, which is also a good band. Shout out to Pops for Upaya, Uncle Mick for being in Upaya. You know, we've got Daryl, bass player, was it? Oh,
yes.
Man, Upaya, shout out. Especially to my mom,
Uncle
Deborah,
Michael,
for the keyboards.
Who I'm named after.
And special thank you to the vocalist who still today supports us. But Upaya, in fact,
David,
is
uncle,
something you must understand, in fact, what Upaya is and Maya is to understand what Mike is talking about. Because what you're talking about, Mike, is some serious shit.
Yeah.
You're
I don't
talking
even understand
about,
it fully. I don't know if humans are capable. Like, does fish
yes,
understand water?
Yes, Mike,
like,
every human is capable. It is in
your
will to
it.
Knock
yeah.
on the door of knowledge.
Totally, dude, and I'm always knocking.
But if you knock on the door of knowledge, you can't go back. Remember that.
Hey, but since you brought up Upaya, dude, let's go in on Upaya, dude. We're getting hot in the band room. I'm Michael Collins. I'm here with Dill. We're both Lorestorfers. You can hit me up, djmctv.com, djmctv@gmail.com. But so, we are getting hot here in the band room. And the reason this is a band room is because we come from a band family, bro. Like, people wonder where, like, the motivation and the inspiration comes. Bro, this music has been in us literally our entire life. I am named after my drummer uncle. You have spent your entire life with your lead singer father, fucking teaching you everything you have, dude. I remember going to Aquafest, watching them play Upaya there live, dude, when I was five, 6 years old, dude. And at that moment, dude, I was like, I will make music for a living at some point in my life. This will be a part of my life forever. And, dude, I've been writing songs since then, dude. Like, I've never stopped being a music fan. There's pictures of us both just singing in their band on the mic.
Oh, it's true. That's how we are. We came from an artsy-fartsy family, man. And, yeah, man, Upaya did good. All the way to the Bar Apollos. Major breakthrough stuff in that time. You know, I mean, It's really hard to be a striving artist as well as a promising artist.
And we just love the music too. Like, there's so many levels of music. Like, that's one thing. Like, when I was younger, I kind of just thought I was gonna just hit it big real quick, you know? And like, I don't know. I've had some hits here and there, dude. I worked at a radio station for a while, dude. I got a nice job, blah blah blah, whatever. I don't talk shit about me. I'm just saying, like, we're all in this on a constant, ever-changing, moment-to-moment basis. Like, you really only have right now. You really only have the present. Like, people might have had hits 5 years ago. People might have hits right now. But if you are an artist, just keep creating. Just keep making stuff. Like, get back in the studio. Get back on shows. Like, get back in the booth. Like, just sit down and chill and write some, dude. Like, just stay creating. Like, I love hearing new music. Like, I love to see how much comes out of Austin. Like, people try to say Austin ain't big. Dude, Austin has more music than I think any other area in the world. Seriously. Like, if you just go the 20-mile radius or 25, 40 mile, whatever, dude, of this area, like, I feel like there's more music created and made than anywhere else on the planet, dude. And if it hasn't already blown up with South By and ACL and everything else, dude, it's about to blow up everywhere here real soon, dude.
We still are the live music capital of the world.
Yes, sir. We love doing it. We love making it for y'all. What are we listening to right here, dude? What's this?
This is the song This Feeling, and by the Lovemakers. I'm pretty sure it's the classic version. Shout out to all the house producers that gave us the music us househeads have today.
Hey, if we play
thank
your music,
thank God for staying underground the way you guys did.
We are underground, and it's out of love, dude. If we're playing you on the show, it's because we respect what you do.
Not because we own any of the properties or rights or anything. But in fact, one day, hopefully, this show will be
DJs.
So well and professionalized that through you guys, we can have all the legal paperwork that we need. So if you are listening, thank you. And for those of you who have been listening, a double thank you. Because you're getting us one step closer to get the music connected to the people. This is straight from the underground. The underground is stronger and better than ever now because it's not going mainstream. Even though mainstream is trying to merge with it.
Should we get on another mainstream underground debate?
I think that would have to be our last one for this show, man.
Just for anyone that any kind of copyright or any kind of stuff with us, dude, DJMCTV@gmail.com, you can hit me up, Michael Collin. Like, we're still sponsor free. We're not charging anything for this right now. We're just giving people a good conversation to listen to. We want this podcast is going to continue to grow and evolve. We're going to start doing guests. We're going to start doing call-ins. We're going to start having like a rating session where you can play your music. We're going to do a lot of stuff with this. It's always going to be changing. But right now, we're just chilling. We're just having fun, dude. When we start making money, believe me, if you're a part of the money-making process, we will share it with you. And if we don't, we don't care, dude. We're just trying to have fun here, dude. Like, whether we make money on this or not, dude, we're going to keep giving this to y'all because y'all love it, and we love it, and we know it's awesome. And I feel like people need to hear what we got, dude. And we got something to tell them, bro. I know.
I feel like we do, man. That's what we get told all the time.
And if not, what does make your ass laugh?
That's true. There's nothing we'll play better some than music. Laughing at us.
We'll give you some fantasy football tips, possibly. We'll break down some music scene. We're going to the Yellow Wolf show, dude. We'll give you some reviews of what's going down.
Yes, we'll let you know how the Yellow Wolf show goes.
Dude, there's been a lot of people grinding in Austin, man. Shout out to the League of Extraordinary G's, dude. Shout out to the LNS crew, dude. I mean, there's a lot of people going to A3C, dude. I don't know if you checked that out, dude. It's a huge hip-hop festival, dude. Fucking incredible, dude. G-Jet, man, there's a lot of people in Austin. That boy Super, like, man, if you're in Austin, you're getting down, dude, holler at me, because you should be a part of the show, dude. Getting hot in the band room.
Getting hot in the band room.
Michael Collin here. I'm sipping on my Kratom.
And this is Bill Norsherver saying, y'all take care, and until next time.
Hey, thank y'all for checking us out. We'll hit y'all up next time. Getting hot in the band room. We love y'all. Peace out.